You're listening to KNKX. The Northwest Folklife Festival starts on Friday. The annual gathering highlights different cultures found in our region through stories, art, film, dance, food, and song. There will even be opportunities for you to take the stage, 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve explains.
Martha Cohen says her husband, James Rowe, was the first one to coordinate sing-alongs at the festival because he was motivated by one idea. Why just listen when you could do it yourself?
He found so much joy in singing, and so it was his brainchild to set up our participatory singing place at Folklife because everybody's always just sitting and watching.
Rowe passed away suddenly a few years ago, and now Cohen has taken up the torch in organizing the groups, having them bring music, teach parts, and then sing together.
We've had doo-wop, Tom Lehrer, Gilbert and Sullivan, classical, gospel, barbershop, shape note singing.
Shape note singing is, by definition, participatory. It's all a cappella, sung in four parts, and the shape of the notes tells you the interval. For example, that's a recording from a few years ago with a group of shape note singers at the Cornish Courtyard. Cohen says these sing-alongs have become a big attraction for people. Some, she says, spend the majority of their time at the makeshift stage area trying out the different styles. This year, just to give you an idea of what to expect, you'll be able to sing sea shanties or join in for the Let's All Sing Our Favorite Yiddish Songs, and one of Cohen's personal favorites, singing along with the Seattle Peace Chorus.
Try it out. I mean, this is a great opportunity. You don't have to be any kind of a great singer or professional. And just enjoy the fun of it and come and sing with us.
And who knows, maybe you'll get hooked. Ariel Van Cleve, 88.5 News.